And now coming into whatever posture you have chosen for body scan. And take a few moments to really engage with the touch points, the feet, the bottom, the hands, possibly a sense of your back at a mat, your head. And remembering wise intentions, your wise and good-hearted intentions for being here. And feeling the breath, having some nice full breaths. Feeling the breath throughout the body as we begin to settle into our practice. And with our theme today of magic and mystery, I have this reading that certainly points to the mysteries in nature and how important it is to let go of thinking we know. So to let go of thinking we know how our bodies are and to see how this body is in this moment. And this moment, and this moment. As is said, not knowing is most intimate. Yeah. And opening. So here's the poem. It's a little bit of a story, but it's short. And it's Tom Hennen, and it's called Report from the West. Snow is falling west of here. The mountains have more than a foot of it. I see the early morning sky dark as night. I won't listen to the weather report. I'll let the question of snow hang. Answers only dull the senses. Even answers that are right often make what they explain uninteresting. In nature, the answers are always changing. Rain to snow, for instance. Nature can let the mysterious things alone. Wet leaves plastered to tree trunks, the intricate design of fish guts, the way we don't fall off the earth at night when we look up at the North Star. The way we know this may not always be so. The way our dizziness makes us grab the long grass, hanging by our fingertips on the edge of infinity. So, can we let go of trying to explain this body? Let go of having dull answers and simply opening to it. Letting nature be as it is moment to moment. This mysterious body. So feeling with kindly awareness, body in your posture, body breathing, breath and body all together for a few moments. Feeling how the body is held by gravity to the earth. And feeling too the wonder of the breathing. We can accentuate our breathing, and yet breathing happens all on its own. let's release the breath as we drop our attention down into our feet and feel into the sensations at the soles of the feet and the toes and the tops of the feet. Opening to all the different sensations, coolness, warmth, tingling, vibration. And how amazing that I can say, pay attention to your feet, and the attention goes there. It may wander, that's okay. And then it comes back. And sensations are there to be known through the body consciousness, all happening on its own. As we go along with the body scan, that practice of breathing into regions may accentuate your awareness, not for fixing or changing, but deepening the attention. And so trying on, if you care to, breathing in and out of the feet. And on the exhale, let's bring our attention into the ankles, up through the shins and the calves. And then as you're ready, draw your attention into your knees. Whether they're straight or a little bent, appreciating the knees that can bend and straighten at our will. And yet sometimes they're injured, they're sore. Possibly even appreciating the messages of discomfort as messages to care for ourselves, whether it be the knees or elsewhere. Perhaps breathing in and out of the knees. And then gently releasing that on the out breath and coming into the thighs. And so we can feel the skin overlaying the thighs. And beneath that, the muscles and fascia protecting the longest bones in the body, the femurs. that then articulate at the hip joints, allowing for walking and running and dancing and all manner of activities. Simply sensing the body as body. And if you like, taking the breath and breathing down through the body, down to your toes. And just feeling the lower extremities together with the breath. And on the out-breath, we'll release them and shift to our hands. The miracle of hands. You may enjoy the many sensations here. And knowing that our hands work for our service, manipulating things, tools. We can dress ourselves, feed ourselves, type. Connect with others with our hands. That miracle of the opposable thumb. It distinguishes us from the other great apes. And then letting the attention move into the wrists and forearms. Up to the elbows. As attention deepens, you might even feel the pulsations at the wrist. Pulsations that are coming from the heart, felt at the wrist. Appreciating the elbows, sensations there. These joints that allow us to bend and straighten our arms, do so many things. And then letting the awareness move up from the elbows to the upper arms and shoulder joints. These incredibly flexible joints allowing us to do so much, and then of course that may mean they get injured. bringing kindness and care as we notice the body. Breathing in and out of the upper extremities all the way down to the fingertips, accentuating the awareness with the breath. And on an out breath, let's release the upper extremities and let our attention travel down into the pelvic region. Feeling the buttocks, lots of nice pads for sitting and lying down, and the sitting bones and all of the bones of the pelvis, along with genitals and bladder and lower intestines, all these parts working together in our bodies, all on their own. And then let's notice the abdomen, feeling movements of breathing here. And feeling perhaps deep within the abdomen, a sense of the intestines, digestion. Knowing two other organs are here, all working automatically, keeping us alive. The liver, the spleen. The lower intestines, the upper. Up to the stomach. Taking food, things of the earth, transforming them through digestion and metabolism into our bodies, our nerve cells, our muscles, our bones, enzymes. A miraculous ongoing process. And letting the attention move through the belly to the back as we may feel the skin of the back lower down and sense of the tailbone, the sacrum, the muscles. The spine as we move up the back, and the ribs. Appreciating these protective layers for the kidneys that filter our blood. Keeping our whole inner world in balance. Feeling feeling the movements of the ribs, reflecting the movements of the lungs as we move up the back. From the lumbar spine to the thoracic midspine, the shoulder blades, our vestigial wings, and up into the cervical spine and the shoulder region. Across the back, strong muscles here, often tense and tight. And feeling those muscles and the bones of the spine into the neck at the back. Sensing the breath down from the nape of the neck down to the tailbone, through the back of the body, back of the torso. Opening with interest and kindness to anything that feels challenging in the body. And noticing how the sensations aren't static, they actually change. They're always changing. Letting go of believing we know the body is this way or that way, and just attending moment to moment. And then on an out-breath, releasing the back of the body and letting attention travel into the chest as we sense the ongoing movements of the lungs, bringing in the oxygen, releasing the carbon dioxide and other gases we don't need. Possibly sensing the heart, all working automatically, doing a duet with the lungs. And feeling the chest wall, the muscles, the skin, the bones. All perfectly protecting delicate heart and lungs. And of course, the trachea going down to the stomach is protected, the spinal cord, great blood vessels, the aorta. And feeling into the neck now. What can you feel here? Can't feel all the complicated structures for the most part in the neck. We might feel the skin and the muscles. But for the most part, we don't feel the great blood vessels and nerves, even the vocal cords. Trachea for passing the air to the lungs, the esophagus for the food, all moving through here. Now let's breathe in and out of the whole of the torso, from the neck all the way down to the tailbone, feeling the whole thing. And then on the exhale, let's release the torso and the neck. Breathe in and out of face and head. And then beginning to let that be as we notice the particulars here, the chin and the jaw. Cheeks and the cheekbones. Sensing the mouth and appreciating our capacity for taste. And feeling the lips and the teeth for chomping our food, and the saliva mixing it up and pre-digesting it, and the tongue manipulating the whole thing and tasting. And along with the mouth, we have the nose, offering our sense of smell, which enriches the tastes of our food. We can feel the passage of air here. This most ancient sense, warning us of danger, yet also informing us. But the smell of the roses, of the falling leaves, of the earth, the air. And then we can feel into the eyes, the miracle of sight. And feeling the muscles around and between the eyes and into the forehead. Opening to the body moment to moment to moment, appreciating its changing nature. It's not solid, it's not static. It is in continual communion with all of this earth and beyond. Sensing the ears, and the marvel of hearing each other's voices and communicating, yet also for danger and also for music. And sensing into the scalp, the cranium, the skull connecting to the spine, enclosing the brain, orchestrating the whole thing. And breathing in and out of head and neck, feeling it. So many mysterious pieces here. Breathing in and out of the upper extremities, adding them in now to the fingertips. And down to the pelvis. And all the way down to our toes. Breath and body together. This wondrous, mysterious body. And just allowing ourselves to finish off the body scan by listening to the bells all the way to the end.